This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has revoked a crucial federal permit for the proposed New Range copper-nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota, a project popularly known as PolyMet, saying the permit did not comply with the water quality standards set by a sovereign downstream Native American tribe. The Corps revoked the Clean Water Act permit, which it had previously suspended, because, quote, the permit does not ensure compliance with water quality requirements of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, unquote. The Native American tribe's reservation on the St. Louis River is downstream from the mine and processing plant site near Babbitt and Hoyt Lakes in Minnesota. Paula Maccabee, an attorney for Water Legacy, one of the environmental groups that have been fighting the proposed mine in court and in the regulatory process for several years, said, "This is a huge victory. It's a victory for tribal sovereignty. It's a victory for science. It's a victory for the law. Although PolyMet has suffered other setbacks, this is by far the most consequential victory for human health, water quality, and tribal sovereignty." The Corps initially awarded PolyMet the Clean Water Act permit in 2019. At the time, Corps officials said the project complied with all applicable federal laws and regulations. But it suspended the permit in 2021 at the request of the Environmental Protection Agency so that the EPA, in response to a court ruling, could study the effects downstream on both the band's reservation and the Wisconsin waters of the St. Louis River, which forms a part of the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. Tribal members told federal officials that the mine would violate the Native American tribe's water quality regulations, which are stricter than the state's, particularly for mercury and other pollutants. The tribe said its higher water quality standards are needed to protect the fish and wild rice that are important parts of its members' diets and culture. The EPA agreed and recommended that the Corps not reinstate the permit. The Corps said the New Range copper-nickel mine is free to submit a new permit application with modifications to the project to make it comply with the tribe's water quality requirements. But Maccabee said the Corps' decision memo makes it clear that it would be difficult for the company to successfully address all the issues raised by the Native American tribe and the EPA. An adorable and rare animal known as the magic rabbit has been spotted for the first time in 20 years. The Ely pica, or Ocotona iliensis, was first discovered by humans in 1983. Ely pica is native to northwest China and lives in some tough habitat at 13,500 feet high in the Tian Shan Mountains. Chinese conservationist Li Weidong captured the shy creature on camera for the first time in two decades. He's been watching the pica and their decline. In 2014, he organized a team of 20 volunteers to track down the cute animal to establish its numbers and help the conservation of the species. Fewer and fewer pika have been observed, and for 20 years, no one had seen them, until Weidong's camera image recently. Numbers of the animal have been decreasing due to the effects of climate change. The Ely pika is now endangered. Fewer than 1,000 of the animals remain. A national sailing championship is returning to Montana's Flathead Lake after 35 years. Sailors from all across the country will compete in the 77th annual Thistle National Championships this summer. Thistles are small, high-performance racing sailboats. They're 17 feet long and are shaped like a wide canoe. The North Flathead Yacht Club last hosted the event in 1988 in a regatta that included nearly 70 boats. This year's competitive regatta will include nearly 100 boats on Flathead Lake from as far away as Texas and as close to home as Summers, Polson, and Lakeside, Montana. The championships are a week-long event and include a women and juniors regatta, daily races, and social events. Registration and measurements begin July 14th. Sailboat races start on July 16th and conclude with championship races and an awards banquet on Friday, July 21st. The North Flathead Yacht Club is located in Summers, Montana, on the north end of Flathead Lake, and is a member-owned club founded in 1975 to expand the sport of sailing on Flathead Lake. The club regularly hosts smaller events like the annual Montana Cup Regatta, but the Thistle National Championship is a much larger undertaking. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.